How do you milk a cow? I wasn't in FFA. This cow must think I'm crazy up under it this way. I'm sitting here pulling, but there ain't nothing coming out. Oh, me-I-I-O. How do you milk a cow?
Welcome back. The final segment of the Arizona Farm Bureau Hour. We're here with Julie Murphy of the Arizona Farm Bureau and Tammy Baker, who is the Arizona Milk Producer General Manager.
Yes.
And also a dietitian, so we're learning all kinds of good facts. And Gary, they're going to hire you away, so you just cut it out. we need this guy.
I could use a few bucks for Christmas, though. You know?
Great music this hour. What's that look for?
Nothing.
Uh-huh. You know, I think you're going to pass away thinking about buttermilk. Are you ever going to let it go?
Nope. I'm going to take it to the grave and beyond.
Beyond?
Mm-hmm. The only reason I'll know I'm at the right address is if St. Peter opens the pearly gates and hands me a 5-gallon bucket of pure whole buttermilk, room temperature, with a straw.
That's heaven to you, huh?
That's it, baby, right there.
Rosie, you'll have eternity to drink it there.
And I want a front row seat at the History Channel Theater.
There, yes.
Yeah, I want to see how it really happened.
Miss Tammy, we had a question come in. I think it really bears a little discussion here. The text question was, how is the expiration date calculated? And in talking about that, I think people are asking, how do I take care of that milk once I get it? How do I make sure I get a fresh product, and how long will it be that way?
That's a great question, because there are a number of things involved in that and a number of ways you can extend the shelf life of your milk. First of all, you want to make sure when you buy the milk that it is not past the code date or the expiration date that you see. If you have several days, which is usually the case when you purchase the milk, then what you want to do to maximize the time it stays fresh is, first of all, take it right home. It is a perishable product, and one of the things to remember is it needs to be kept under 40 degrees. If you remember, life begins at 40. That's when bacterial life starts. You want to keep milk under 40 degrees. And when you get it home, also remember that heat rises. So when you put it in your refrigerator, many people will put it in the door or on the top. If you put it on the bottom where it stays colder, you also can help to extend the shelf life. And of course, don't leave it out for long periods of time. Pour your glass of milk and then put it back in the refrigerator, and you can extend the shelf life of it as much as 2 weeks.
Which is good to know. Well, what are some final product points to, dairy, and it's the Christmas season? Tammy, what do you think about during the holiday season when it comes to dairy?
Well, I think of all the fun products that are out there just during the holidays. I think it's important to enjoy the holidays and enjoy some of the great fun eggnogs out there, because you only see them this time of year. There's also all kinds of holiday recipes that we have on our website, arizonamilk.org, as well as some of the other dairy companies like Fairlife. Number of holiday recipes on their site as well. But I think it's really important for all of us to look at ways to get those 3 servings of dairy every day for strong bones and for our immune system and for rebuilding muscle. And you can do that by just trying to include a little bit of dairy at every meal or in between meal during snacks, and adding dairy to your recipes. And if you can try to get those 3 servings a day, it'll help you to stay healthy. And that's very important.
We do have our seasonal pecans that we bake every year, and we use quite a bit of butter. So if you want that recipe, it's on our website. But those Baby K's seasoned pecans are always a big hit.
A big hit. And I'll tell you, I'm on arizonamilk.org, and I see what I'm making. We have all of our grandchildren, all 11 grandchildren, coming for a week at Christmas. I'm going to make them some of these snowman sugar cookies.
That's funny.
Those are great. Cool.
That's funny you mentioned that, because that is one of my favorite. That, and there's a red shortbread cookie that is really good.
I'm getting hungry.
And they're all using real butter, which is so important.
Oh,
that's all that matters.
One milk that pops in my head, evaporated milk. Does that come from here? Is it manufactured from here? Or is it involved in all the other milks?
You know, evaporated milk comes from a variety of locations because it is shelf stable. You'll see all kinds of different products, and most of them do not come from here. But they are a great alternative if you need something that's shelf stable. And also, you can utilize evaporated milk in a lot of recipes, and actually even use it in place of cream if you're trying to cut down on fat. It can be a cream substitute. But evaporated milk still has all of the nutrients that your fresh milk does. It just comes from a variety of locations. Because it is shelf stable, it can be shipped across the United States.
Miss Tammy, thank you so much for being a part of the broadcast this morning. Gary D., as the most respected broadcast engineer in all of Arizona, I have one question for you.
What's that?
If you took a fist-sized warm buttermilk biscuit out of the oven, just golden brown on the top, just golden brown on the bottom. You split that baby moist and crumbly on the inside. And you put a dopple of whole butter on each side. Steen's cane syrup on one side.
Stop it, you're hurting.
And
me.
A tablespoon of hot, warm steam boudin on the other. And had a Steen's boudin whole buttermilk biscuit sandwich. Could we not change all of Arizona's eating habits?
Well, it'd be Arizona La.
Arizona,
Louisiana.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. So, Tammy, you've got a new mission after today with your power and influence in the dairy industry in Arizona.
I'll work on that buttermilk.
Work on that whole buttermilk. I would certainly appreciate it. Julie, thank you so much for coming in and bringing another one of your very special guests. We've been talking temperatures. We're going to talk temperatures of your home, your house, and your castle. All the next hour. Don't miss it.